Hera. Hera came out of Rhea, second to last. Anagrammatically, Rhea does indeed come out of Hera, at least so I hear, but we won't chase that hare. Words that are still applied to her, and which would have maddened her greatly, include proud, imperious, jealous, haughty, and vengeful. In art and common reference, she is often saddled with the extra indignity of three upsetting esques: statuesque, Rubensesque, and, courtesy of her Roman appellation, Junoesque. Fate and posterity have been unkind to the Queen of Heaven. Unlike Aphrodite or Gaia, she has no planet named in her honour. We shouldn't forget that Gaia is a planet too. She is our homeworld, Latinized as Tellus or Terra Mater. She is Saxonized for us as Earth, cognate with the Germanic goddess Erde, Erde, youth or Erd. Hera must bear the burden of a reputation that portrays her as more reactive than active, reactive always to the errant infidelities of her husband brother Zeus. It is easy to dismiss Hera as a tyrant and a bore, jealous and suspicious, storming and ranting like the very picture of a scorned harridan wife. One imagines her hurling china ornaments at feckless minions, exacting spiteful revenge on nymphs and mortals who have displeased her, failed to burn enough animals on her altars, or most fatally of all, committed the crime of consorting with Zeus. Whether they had been willing or unwilling, she never forgave them and could hold a grudge for lifetimes. But ambitious, snobbish, conservatively protective of hierarchy, and impatient of originality and flair, as she certainly was, the archetype of many a literary aunt and cinematic dowager dragon, Hera was never a bore. I would suggest that Marie Dressler, Lady Bracknell, and Aunt Agatha, to name three great examples, can all trace their lineage back to Hera. The force and resolution with which she faced up to a god who could disintegrate her with one thunderbolt shows self-belief as well as courage. I am very fond of her, and while I am sure I would stammer, blush, and swallow awkwardly in her presence, she finds in me a devoted admirer. She gave the gods gravity, heft, and the immeasurable gift of what the Romans called imperium. If that makes her seem a spoil sport, well, sometimes sport needs to be spoiled, and the children called in from the playground. Her special province was marriage. The animals associated with her were the peacock and the cow. Over the course of the war against the Titans, she and Zeus developed into a natural couple, and it became apparent to him that she was the only one with enough presence, dignity, and command to stand as his consort and bear him new gods. Crackling with tension, impatience, and distrust, theirs was, nonetheless, a great marriage.